This is the UND Greyhound Minute presented by Ray's Trash. I'm Bob Lovell. The Greyhound football team takes to the road for its next two games, briefly stepping outside of conference play to battle rival St. Joseph's next Saturday. UND will be looking for its 12th straight win over the Pumas. The Hounds are fresh off a 35-0 blanking of Gannon, a game which saw the Knights muster just 35 yards of total offense. Eric Wright notched his third straight game of 100-plus yards of total offense, rushing for a career-high 121 yards in last week's win. The UND volleyball team will look to make history this week as it hosts three matches at the Ruth Lilly Center. On Wednesday, the Hounds will attempt to win their 10th straight, which would tie a school record, and winning that match would also equal the best start in the program's history. The Hounds have earned an impressive 12-1 ledger thus far and will entertain Indiana Tech on Wednesday, followed by a pair of league matches against Bellarmine and Northern Kentucky this weekend. John Griffin's men's soccer team is a sparkling 7-1 despite playing just one match at home to open the season. UND took a pair of 4-0 wins over the weekend on a perfect 3-0 in GLVC play. Brian Fishback has scored a team-high 6 goals, including tallies in each of his last 4 matches. The Hounds return home to face Drury and Rockhurst this Friday and Saturday. The women's soccer squad erupted for 9 goals in etching its first league win of the season last Friday. The Hounds got a pair of goals each from Ashley Seahaus, Amanda Reese, and Karen Neiman in the blowout. UND wrapped up its brutal 7-match road swing and returns home for 4 of their next 6. And for more information on UND Athletics, log on to athletics.und.edu. This has been the UND 2-Minute Drill presented by Race Trash.